Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, derail me nigga, minus the rumors. Holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. So they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now.
It's the streets is talking, the foreign talk show, it's the hip hop. From the street perspective, it's the dream team. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Row, we got Styles the God, we got ICE, and we got OG the Buck. We in the building, baby! Easter weekend is upon us, and we just got finished watching the women's, the men's Final Four championship. This, you know what I mean? And that's letting us know we get down to, what's that, gentlemen? The NBA playoffs. We'll definitely get to that. But what's the deal? What's the deal, ICE?
What's up, Dream Team? In the house, baby. T-Rizzy. Styles the God.
What's the deal, T?
And L Buggy. It's going to be hot today, baby. We got new women in town, man. And they go by the name of Reese and Clark. Okay?
Straight. You know what I'm saying? We're in the building. What to do, Dream Team? Hey, man, First and foremost, shout out to my baby boy. My baby boy turned 21 today. You know we about to go put it down. Yes, sir. Yeah, what a new Dream Team. We got some champions in the building, men and women. Wait, why they doing my girl Angel so wrong, man? Why Angel got to take it like that? She only a champion. Damn.
Well, let's get to the amateurs first. We saw that Iowa with the performance of 41 points by Caitlin Clark up in the defending national champions and undefeated South Carolina in the Final Four and play LSU with Kim Murphy being the first coach to coach two different schools to the Final Four and to the championship. So I just want to ask you, T-Row, start with you first since you jumped in on it. Let's not get to the other part first, but no, let's just all do it all at one time. And Caitlin Clark against South Carolina, she did the John Cena, as we know, it was the Tony Yayo and the Flavor Flav, the hand on in front of their face like you can't see me. And she did that against South Carolina.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sorry, not South Carolina, but against Louisville in the Elite Eight. She did that against them. They were talking trash, having fun with it or whatnot. But when Angel Reese did it at the end for the ring, you can't see me. It was labeled, she's a thug, unsportsmanlike, you shouldn't do that in the game. And so, and then, let me put this all together, Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, because Iowa played so well, in her tweet stated that she wanted both teams to come to the White House. So I want to start with you first. What do you feel about the whole Final Four, Women's Final Four, and that situation?
All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. I got two parts to it, okay?
Go quick, bro. You know how you know, don't get winded.
I got you, real quick. Two parts to it. Congratulations to the Lady Tigers. They did very well. But for Angel Reese to be getting what she's getting, I don't see what the big deal is. She did it, but I understand. When you do it to your competitors and you're showing out, people tend to see that and use that as billboard material. So when you have billboard material hanging out, knowing who you're going to play, it kind of leads to situations like this. But flip side of the coin, when the game is over, you got to show sportsmanship and shake the other team's hand, let them know that, you know, it wasn't no hard feelings. We are talking trash because we competitive around here. So I understand, you know, what's going on. But for both teams to be invited to the White House, you ain't never heard of the losing team to be invited to the White House. I'm tripping over that one. But I get it, Caitlin Clark. She's an All-American girl that did her thing and put Iowa and herself on the map. She's going to do it again next year. So she might have a chance to go to the White House next year. But this year, oh, well, you lost. Got to come back. But come on, Angel Reese. Y'all got to chill with my girl Angel, man. She's been doing this all season. It wasn't like this was the first time she did it. She just hit it to the person that everybody wanted to win. All right. I see E. Was it wrong? Is it wrong how they doing my girl Angel Reese? Or were the LSU women wrong for doing what they did to the Iowa girl?
Oh, man, listen, man. When I tell you this was great for women's basketball, it was great. 9 million views, man. Come on, man. 9 million people watch this game because we know it's like a Larry Bird, Magic Johnson type scenario. We needed this for the girls, though. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, Caitlin waved her hand. She waved her hand. You know, she's a baller. She's a flat-out hey. She, this Steph Curry / Sue Bird, whatever you want to, I don't know, man. Okay, she got it all, man, and she can shoot like no other. And Angel Reese, she's a double-double machine. She broke the record in men and women, 34 double-double. She's a baller, man. Okay, man. So they didn't like that. And she said what she said, what was right. You know what I'm saying? Like, You know, she's not unapologetic about what they said about her. You know, she's been labeled as a hood, a thug, whatever. But she a champion though, man. And she gonna stand. You know, it was even Caitlin Clark said, hey man, this is part of the game, and you needed that.
And guess what?
They come back next year. Okay, so it don't matter if they make it or not. The viewing's still gonna be high for either team playing. Okay, for the girls, period, though. So it was great for basketball and for Jill Biden to even utter, it was ridiculous, man. So that let you know. And one thing about Iowa, that starts the presidential every election when a debate starts. It starts in Iowa, so that's why one of the reasons. And it's an all white team. Not trying to say it was a good white team too. It had one black on the team. She was the last girl on the bench. Okay, so it was like an all black team against all white team. You know what I'm saying? The Larry Bird Magic. Yeah. So that was hype though, man. You know them girls play. You know, but the better team prevailed because Caleb, you know, Angel Reese, she was the fourth leading scorer on that team. You know what I'm saying? We had a double-double, 15, 10, 5, and everybody else was balling too, man. So I'll let you know these girls, they got it going on, man. So remember those names? Girls came up the bench and scored for LSU. Now the game might take a leap. The WNBA a little leap when these two girls coming to the WNBA, man. So shout out to LSU for winning that championship, man, and LSU, man, for balling. It wasn't just Kaylin though. She had some ballers over there, Marshall, the big girl center. So it was well put together, man. It was fun to watch, man. And you know, hopefully just take off like this and keep on going, man. What you think, L Buggy?
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to LaDaisa Williams. She's the daughter of my late friend, Alfonso Williams. She played for LSU, transferred from South Carolina, and I want to give her a shout-out on the show. So, LaDaisa Williams, your dad will be proud and is proud at this moment as I'm saying this. So congratulations to you personally. Now, getting to the subject at hand, I do not like when media try to flip the narrative and make it like the young lady is a bad person, because I love what she said. For the young ladies who look like me, who talk like me, this is for you. And I think she handled herself with class. I think that when she declined and said, we're going to go to the Obamas, I think that was real a show of great maturity or whatnot in her. She didn't play the victim or when, you know, such and such does it. She said it, but just the one time. Nothing, and this is the thing. When I told you guys last week about how they pick who they want to be that person, they want Caitlin Smith to be the face. They want her to be the face. They need her to be the
Caitlin
face.
Caitlin Clark.
As ICE stated, she's the female Steph Curry at this point. That being said, they're going to make it in their power that everything looks hunky-dory for her. But I really don't think that Ms. Reese was doing anything explicit to hurt the game, to hurt Caitlin Clark's feelings. She was just in the moment, and it was a great time to trash talk and appropriately how she did it. So real quick, before we go to break, start with you first, ICE. Let's get to the men's. UConn dominated, fourth team in NCAA history since 1985 to a margin of victory of 15 or more. What do you think about UConn and Danny Hurley and his quest to his for UConn's fifth national championship?
Man, I can remember Dan Hurley at Seton Hall, man. But nothing like Bobby Hurley, though, man. He was solid, though, man. But I gotta give him bigs though, man. You know, 6 years ago he was a high school coach, man, and he left a high school to go to UConn. But he got it in his genes, man, from his daddy. And I tell you, those boys to win all those games in double figures, man, was huge, man. I think it's the number one team to ever do that, to be a fourth seed too. That was impressive though. Okay. And I know they dominated him. They dominated Florida, though, man. But they fought hard. They were too small for him. And if you want to get some gas, go to Sunoco. Okay? Because he was a beast down there. He showed me something. I like the Jordan Hawkins, which is Angel Reese, their cousin. So, you know, they're gonna celebrate somewhere, you know. And they was loaded, though, man. They was big. They're athletes. They was well-coached. You can tell it was well coached, and Dan Hurley just, you know, made a big step towards some things though, man. Because UConn now, man, they were one of the elite teams in the nation right now. You know what I'm saying? They up there with the Dukes, you know what I'm saying, and the Hoosiers. Okay, so this program is there. You know what I'm saying? I think they're like 5-0 in the finals, something like that. You know, so. UConn always been big. They got a boatload of players from Cliff Robinson to George Tate back in the day. I might dig in the crates on y'all, you know. So UConn, you know, been balling from the 80s, you know. So, you know, we all know the Ray Allens and the Butlers and Ben Gordon. There's been a lot
Rip
of schools
Hamilton.
That's been down there. Rip Hamilton, he was my guy here, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, they got a lot of guys that came out of there, man, that won championships, man. And a program was big, and Dan Hurley doing a good job, man. And they got a lot of recruits coming back because they're like one of the number one recruiting class next year, man. So UConn going to be in the runners for the next couple of years, brother. Look out. I know Bobby Hurley over there, he's a competitor. I know you probably played against him, man. But guess what, man? Dan's on top now. He got one, and you got two rings in college.
Street.
Yeah. Come on, man. Shout out to San Diego State for even getting there. Shout out to the Butler for hitting the game-winning shot at the buzzer to get them to the NCAA title game. You know, I thought Florida Atlantic making it to the title game. But they fell short. So, I mean, are you really surprised that UConn won by double digits against San Diego State? It wasn't really another team that was going to be able to keep up with UConn. You know, these seedings, fellas, are just, I mean, they cool, but yeah, you can throw the ratings out of the door when the ball is thrown up in the air when the game begins. Because UConn being a fourth seed, was really not a fourth seed by the way that they looked and the way that they played. Beating everybody by double digits, come on, man. We ain't going to have that again. That was just ridiculous. So, you know, shout out to UConn. Like my boy ICE said, they got a lot of players coming back. They had one junior and one sophomore that was playing in the game, and they coming back. So, I mean, you know, all this one and done, it don't look like UConn is going to go for that. They got some more players coming in. It's just going to be even worse next year. So, Yeah, you're right. They got five. They 5-0 in the title game. And out of those five, all those championships been in the state of Texas. So, yeah, buddy, it's going down. So, yeah, Big Brother Boo, what you think about UConn? How them boys do? Winning by double digits. Will that ever happen again?
The Butler did it. I was Butler, man. Remember and I got to tell the world, me and T. Rizzy, we was watching those games together, man. We watched those games together. I made it down to that good old Valley of the Sun. But anyway, a couple things about UConn. Do we consider them a blue blood now? They have five championships. They stood alone. And third. So we have to we have to consider them, even whoever's coaching them, a la Kentucky. It didn't matter who was coaching Kentucky. They won it. It didn't matter who was coaching North Carolina. They won it. And Kansas. Roy didn't win one at Kansas, but it's a blue blood. Bill Self got there and won a couple. So Danny Hurley, and this is the thing, gentlemen, you say they're coming back. No, they aren't. Some of those guys are in the portal as we speak because they got some young bloods coming up in there. And those young bloods ain't coming in there to be sitting. That's the truth. So will UConn be there again? We'll see. We'll see how good Danny Hurley is as a coach and as any team going into any playoffs. What do you want to do? You want to get hot near the tail end of the season. They lost 7 games, but they learned from each one of them. So you have to give them credit for what they did. You have to. So, Danny, we'll see how good a coach he is again with the amount of talent that's coming in and he has. So will they repeat? I doubt it. I really do. It's hard for teams to repeat nowadays. I think it's going to be tough for UConn. But them being a blue blood, that could be the street question of the night. I think they are 5-0. So many guys out of their stable has went to the NBA, had an opportunity to be in the NBA, and was great college players. Danielle Marshall, woke the Marshall board. Great college player. So, yeah, you got to consider that. When we come back, we're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some, I ain't even going to say it. I'm going to let I say when we come back. And when we come back, we're going to get into it. But for now, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Because my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, the death and the change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing them names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my s***. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my gear. I just poured something in my cup.
Just poured something in my cup.
Something I can feel. Promise I am never letting
it's the streets, it's talk, it's sports talk show. With a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Shout out to my man E-Dub, the Green Eye, Rob. He a Huff Heights boy, but he down there in VA. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the callers who tuning in. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man D-Mac. And listen to this, okay? I just want to ask also, Ice, if Caitlin Clark was black and she did that 41 and she was putting up 40s and 30s, would she still be invited to the White House? I'm just asking.
Oh, no. Nah, man. I was dead wrong, man. It was dead wrong, man. There's no way a loser comes to the White House, man. No way. No way. I think she sorted of saying she'll go to Obama. Oh man, that was just showing your true colors. Showing your true colors, that's all.
I see.
You hear me?
Speaking of Lou, what's up with the Lakers, man?
They've been on the roll. I mean, and then this game. I mean, you just had a back to back, man. And Clippers rested for 5 days. Saturday, Sunday. Excuse me. They rested for like 4 or 5 days, man. They had, I mean, they was within some points though, man. But I think it's gonna come down to a play-in game, man. So if it comes down there to, I'm taking LeBron James any day. But you know, it was a tiresome game, man. They blew that game against Utah, man, up by 10 with a minute left, and let them come back, go to overtime. Took a lot of steel out of LeBron. Anthony Davis didn't play hard. I don't know, man. But this how it is in the NBA, baby. That's how it is. Still got 2 games left. We got to beat Phoenix. So we'll see.
Yeah, I feel y'all, see. We're in the same boat, baby. We're in the same boat. We just a little bit better than the Lakers with the schedule. We got San Antonio to close out the schedule. So, I mean, I was surprised that the Mavericks was able to come up and beat Sacramento last night. I just can't believe it, but we still got hope alive. And if we can win these last 2 games, closing out this weekend, then we just might be playing y'all in the play-in. So, I mean, I get it. Dallas ain't got no D. But, hell, we got a lot of offense. We going to score 100. So, first one to 115.
So I just want to ask you first, ICE. Okay, a back-to-back game. So if they get in the play-in, they still going to have to play back-to-back games in the play-in, then go right into a series. So my question to you is, are the Lakers a threat in the NBA playoffs?
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely a threat. I mean, it's not just them. It's a lot of teams that's a threat in a 7-game series. I'm taking LeBron James.
We're specifically – I don't like how you gloss over that. We're specifically talking about the Lakers because that's the NBA, LeBron James. So we're bringing up the Lakers.
I think they got a chance to be great in the playoffs, man. I honestly do. So, you know, it's hard to get in there. If they don't win out, they got to go through the tough part, the fun part. So that's how it is. I think they can win a playoff series, though.
See, Rizzy, you have 5 teams, the Clippers, the Golden State Warriors, the Lakers, the Pelicans, the Timberwolves, OKC. And when I say OKC and the Timberwolves, they're at the bottom, but there's 2 games left, and a game separates those teams. So my question to you is, right now, the Clippers are 5, Golden State is 6. Will it stay like this, or will somebody drop from the top 6 as of today? And we'll be in the play, and we'll at the end of the season Sunday be in the play in.
One of them gonna be in the play in because there's no way that they're gonna be eliminated. You know what I mean? Somebody's gonna get eliminated, but one's gonna make it. So if I'm gonna pick a team that I've been watching that I think has been more consistent, and trust me when I say it, it sounds crazy, but I believe the New Orleans Pelicans and the Brandon Ingram show, the way that boy's been playing and the way his team has been supported, them boys look good. And if they're able to get Big Zion back, who averaged 25 points and shoots 65% from the field when he's on the court, oh, Lord. I mean, all the teams that are above, we already know. They got star quality players. They do it night in and night out. But then there's always something that happens, you know? But, I mean, man, I like Brandon Ingram lately. I don't know what I was thinking with Brandon Ingram, but they call him B.I., and he just go out there and show up and show out every night. I'm like, damn. Where have I been? Because I don't remember seeing this. But, I mean, I like the way New Orleans playing. Like you say, like Big Brother Pooh said, the Lakers, Golden State don't know how to win on the road. That's what questions me, but they a playoff team. So, they the champs. Yeah, you can't leave them off the table, you know. And then you got LeBron. He the king. AD's going 30. Yeah, ooh-wee. So, I mean, yeah, but anybody, if I had to choose one today, I'm going to choose New Orleans. Come on, Big Brother ICE. Who are you going to choose? I know you want to choose LeBron because he's the king. But just in case the king don't make it, who you got?
I got to go with LeBron James, okay? He'll put together this.
Ain't no surprise, motherfucker.
It's easy, man, but guess what, man? You're right, though. You're right on Brandon Ingram. Like, wow, this guy can do it all. I watched this, the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard on him head up one-on-one. And when I tell you he destroyed him, man, he destroyed Kawhi Leonard, man. Was considered one of the better defenders in the league right now. So I know he's older, but he's an incredible scorer. And it's going to be tough if they have to face them in a playoff, which I think they are. And you know, you might have to just contain him. You know, you ain't stopping him though, brother. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he got some stuff in his blood. He want to get some payback in him too. You know, everybody want to get LeBron back. You know, so. LeBron shouldn't be the guy carrying this load, man. It should be AD, no doubt. And honestly, surprised by the third player, Austin Reeves, man. The hillbilly Kobe is showing me something, and he be big almost every game. That's what they called him in high school. He averaged 32 a game. Okay, he was incredible though. His mama played. His mama was a shooting guard. In college, and his daddy is the third all-time leading assist man at Penn State. Okay, so they all in Arkansas, and he was a point guard. So he got the point guard in him, and he got the shooting guard in him. It's called him Hillbilly Kobe in high school. Okay, signed a two-way contract with the. He's about to get drafted 41 by the Detroit Pistons, and they signed for a two-way contract. He said, "We just signed." Lakers, I already talked to him. He said he wanted to go to the Lakers. They used to call him Hillbilly. He took that two-way. Now he's about to get about $50 million right now after this year right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, he's a big time player, man. Right now, I think he's still in this moment right now. D'Angelo Russell and Schroeder and Abachi, all these guys have to contribute, man. Smith, whatever his name, they all have to contribute though. LeBron ain't gonna be the care. You guys know LeBron can't be giving you 30 every night, but I think playoff time he's gonna have to give you at least he's gonna shoot more. He's gonna shoot some time. He's gonna make some shots. Okay, but he gotta get other guys involved, and they can win this right here, man. And get on to the playoffs, man. Keep this drama going.
Big Brother Boo, out of those four teams, who you think gonna make it? Who gonna be a surprise?
Wow. Thing is, it's not gonna move. 7, 8, 9, or 10 are gonna stay there. They may move in between that area, but they won't get up to the 6th spot. I think the Clippers and the Warriors are prime for those two spots. Listen, man. The Los Angeles Lakers are MBG. I don't know why you guys keep saying that they're good. The Los Angeles Lakers' two best guys are like me and you, Ice, playing against some 30-year-olds. We'll get some buckets. We'll carry us. But will we win? No, we won't. We won't win a series. We're too old. We might get injured. We don't know what will happen. We don't know. See, this is the thing about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And not too much LeBron. I'm going to say AD. No disrespect to him. But AD is B.O.B., a bag of bones. He will get hurt on you by walking up the stairs, man, and pulled it a calf muscle. So you have to be careful when you talk about the Lakers and how good they are. You're telling me about a guy named Reed who hasn't. You're talking about he's gonna get paid $50 million. That's the average now. That's like the gas price went up. Oh, $50 million. Nothing anymore. Okay? Especially for a kid from EBA played at Oklahoma. But listen, back to the NBA, back to those guys. I don't think it's gonna move. And that's bad for the Dallas Mavericks. It's very bad. Okay? My next question before we go to break, we're talking NBA here. Will Andrew Wiggins bounce back from his personal issues to propel Golden State back to the finals? I'm going to start with you, T-Row.
Man, I hope my boy personal issues ain't about no female. I mean, it's a whole lot of tuna in the sea. You can't be having your head mixed up during the most important time of the season, young fella. I mean, I don't know what you're going through, but 9 times out of 10 when you're having head problems or it's cloudy, you can't get it right, somebody done tuned in. So, I mean, come on, Andrew Wiggins. I see you walking around on the sideline. Don't look like you're injured. They say you've been practicing. What's the deal? Do you have, come on, man. You got to get it together. You are a professional. If you can't get your mind right, then you might, man, come on. You need a second profession. If this ain't cool, there are a lot of people that depend on you. I don't know if you're trying to steal a check or what's going on, but come on, man. This ain't cool. You know, good news. Everybody started liking you last season when you put on a show, and now you put us on pause. What the hell is going on in Golden State? Yeah, if he don't come back, they ain't going to do shit. You talk about moving. Nah, they can't win on the road, boo. Come on, man. You stripped. Big brother ICE. That boy Andrew Wiggins got his head, man. It's messing with it. Come on, man. Can Golden State win without it? Can they repeat as champions without Andrew Wiggins?
Oh, no. They can't win without him now. They can't win no championship. Now they don't have to go on the road all the series to get to the championship, even to win the championship. So they will have to go, you know, 3 straight series, man, 4 straight series on the road, and that won't do it. But with Wiggins, they have a chance. And his personal issues, man, is different from everybody else's, man. People don't know what he's going through. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know you're a professional, man, but that hurts like hell if that is true, you know, what they say happened. So, you know, that you just can't get over that in a month and think you can get ready and play an NBA game, man. No. And I don't know if it's true or not, you know, so, but for him to be out that long, apparently it was something. So, people don't know what people go through, man. And I know they're professional, man, but that you got to put yourself in his shoes and think how you married, got a girl and them 2 kids, somebody else,
okay,
best friend. That'd be crazy, man. So, so he got to get his mental right. But right now, even if he come back, it'll be tough for them to win with him at this stage where he at right now mentally. He can play, probably score you 12, 15 points. But he ain't going to be that guy he was last year when he was just dominating, you know, defensive-wise. He could have been, you know, second player, best player on that Golden State team last year for the championship. It's going to be tough for him to win it. But I want Steph Curry, there's hope, though. They can get to the championship. They can get to the conference final.
There's always hope when he got 30 on his squad. Big brother, boom! Andrew Wiggins going to be able to come back. Is he going to bounce back for the playoffs, man? They need him.
We all know that they need him. But the second part of the sentence that you said, as far as him bouncing back, we don't know. And I'm going to say this on both ends of the stick. You can burn both ends of the candle. If that was, and I know it's not comparing the same thing, but it is in a way. If that, whatever the personal issue was, so let's just say we're not going to put it out in the street, but let's just say we went through that. Yeah, you wouldn't go to work for 1 or 2 days, but for a month, they will fire you. At some point, you have to come back to work. I'm sorry. And I understand we all are different. Everybody handles things in a different manner. Everybody copes differently. I understand that. But on a real job, and that happened to you, you think your boss is going to understand that and say, you just stay home until you're ready and we're going to continue to pay you and hold your job? Not going to happen.
Why
not
going to
happen.
That boy like that, man?
You know, as I would tell, as they would say, they would fire your ass. Okay? Put you right here on the street. And we the streets of talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Shout out to my man E. Shout out to Roy, man. Bujo was just on, man. Hopefully he clicked back in, man. And we can get him on. Green Eye was on as well. But, man, we appreciate everybody calling, man. When we get back, more NBA and some NFL news. It is the first of the month, 1st through the 15th. And always, tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Boy,
tell Pops, I said, Boogie said, you ain't the building, babe. Can't get away, but it's okay. Yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. We're having a celebration. Sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. From the grape to the bag, cause mom got a grab on the grill. If we got the bow, oh. You know it's the first of the month, and my nigga, we just for real. And it's tax season. It's the streets of talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, Boogie. We got Rope, ICE, Sound the Guy, OG the Fuck, hopefully they click in.
But if not, you got us. We in the building, bitch. Hey, shout out. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the callers that's been calling in, man. We appreciate you tuning in. You know what I mean? We've been talking about the young lady, Angel Reese, the blowback she got from doing what Caitlin Clark did with the John Cena and the Tony Yayo hand. You can't see me with the ring on it. We're getting a lot of blowback from that. And Carter, let us know. Do you think Miss Jill Biden was out of pocket with inviting both teams to the White House? Man, UConn, will they repeat? They got some hogs coming in. We'll see. Like I said, I don't think so. The transfer portal, it can do some things, man. It can do some things. Look what happened to North Carolina. They had their whole team coming back. They didn't even make the tournament. You hear me? They didn't even make the tournament. We thought Hubert Davis was that guy. We thought Hubert was going to come in and do the thing. And look what happened. And the kids just got in the transfer portal too. So, man, let me ask you. I'm going to start with you first, ICE. Joel Embiid, 52 against the Celtics the other night. Did he solidify himself for his first MVP?
Oh, man. That right there, let me know. Right there, there's no shame here.
Straight.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, man, he's been the MVP for the last, the last month. He proved he's the MVP, you know. So, 20-25 from the field, man. That let me know, man. He was focused. That was a big win. I don't know who's voting this year, but whoever's voting, hey, man. Stephen Wonder could see it. Okay, Stephen wanted to see it. He's the MVP this year, and if they don't make it to the finals, I think it's respect, man. This guy's the best player in the NBA right now this year, man. He's showing me everything, inside, outside. It don't really matter. The streets is talking.
Hey, Rizzy, has he shown you he's the MVP this year?
I mean, shit, he showed me he was the MVP last year. Man, let's get it straight. Without Joel Embiid, the Philadelphia Sixers wouldn't go as the Denver Nuggets wouldn't go without the Joker. It's just a fact. I mean, understand that, damn. Yeah, I mean, he does have to play against the Greek Freak a lot, which may deter a lot of things, but damn, 52 against Boston? Come on, man. You got to give that man the MVP. I'm like ICE. Whoever voting, over your eyes. Come on, man. Don't deny Joel Embiid. We all know how important the Joker is to the Denver Nuggets. We do. But please understand how important Joel Embiid is to the Philadelphia 76ers. Even with a James Harden or without a James Harden, he puts up numbers. Just so happens he puts up more with James. So, come on, man. Quit denying this man. Let him carry the hardware. Trust the process. He told us that. He done put it up. He done showed up to show out. So come on, voters. Don't deny the big man again. That's just going to be ridiculous if you do. I know we only got a couple of weeks till they tell us who it is, but if he didn't solidify like the other night with 52, 12, and 8, come on, man. Who deserves it? Damn. Come on, big brother boo. They going to give it to Joel, or they just going to slide it to my man Joker for what he done this season?
You just... Have you have to
You have to give it to Joel. And one thing I like about Joel, though, he what's the word I'm looking for? Very consistent. Maybe could have been MVP last year, trying to show the world I am the MVP this year. And he has a little Elijah Wine in his game. And he shoots a little bit of a three here and there. And what I like about him a lot, he doesn't bail guys out. They go home, they get in the ice tub after the game dealing with the process. They get in the ice tub. There is no tomorrow when you're dealing with Joel Embiid. Only thing I hope that Joel Embiid, he did this year, more consistent, is that what was that he did that Anthony Davis doesn't do? He was just available. He was available. I think that was the biggest thing for me with Joel Embiid the last couple years. He's been available. So we'll see what happens in the playoffs, but he's been available, and I like him moving forward. Next, it's going to be tough second round against a healthy Boston Celtics. That was their first win against the Celtics. Jaylen Brown didn't play, yada, yada, yada. But we'll see what happens comes playoff time. And speaking of that, I just want to ask you guys, before we go to break and get the callers in, I'm still my hand and then we're going to get in if Ian, Roy, or Bone, any of those guys want to get in. But I just want to ask you, I'm going to you first, ICE. In the East, we've been talking about the West. In the East, who wins the 4-5 series, the Cavs or the Knicks? Who wins that series?
I don't know where they found Jalen Brunson. I don't know where he come from again. I know where he come from, but he's been incredible. That's all I can tell you. And right now, much as I love the Cavaliers, man, it's going to be a tough series.
Oh, okay. You was paused for a long time. I thought somebody was robbing you.
It's the Kia boys around here. They've been taking everybody's car around here, man. They stick up kids and stuff, man. They're 13, 14 years old. Right here, I was never with, right here. Get them yesterday. For real? I'm like, dang. Anyhow.
But who do you,
you know, I,
who you have?
Randall's going to be down. I think right now, man, the best player is Donovan Mitchell in this series. But Jalen Brunson is not far behind. I'm going to take Cavaliers, man, just because Donovan Mitchell, man, is more experienced than all those guys.
There you
and
go.
Jalen had a great series, though, man. But they got guys on there who played in the playoffs before, man. And I just think that Donovan Mitchell, he turns to another guy in the playoffs. But I'm liking Jalen Brunson. And he gave him a 50-piece, so he's for real, man. I don't think he's going to get it again, though. But I'm taking the Cavs. I'm taking the Cavs in a seven-game series, brother. It's going to be tough. The streets is talking.
Hey, man, hold up, ICE, man. Fuck your break, man. Hold up, man. Did you see what happened the other night? Man, hey, even with your boy, Spider going ham, he still didn't outdo your boy Jalen Brunson. And I understand Jalen Brunson been hurt, was coming off an injury, and, you know, took a little time off. But, boy, I just say this. I wish we had him in Dallas still, but he in New York showing the hell out in the Big Apple. You know what I mean? And in the seven-game series, oh, man, I don't think the Cavaliers get a lot of help when Spider be going nuts. You know what I'm saying? Because he be the one that be having 40 and 50, and then everybody else have 15 and 18. You got to have somebody else who has 30, bro. And I know you got some players who got it in them. that place for your boys, but they got to show up. They got to show up when the spotters show up, man, because you know he going to show out. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a, when he shows 50, I take it back. I know it's a good thing when he scores 50, but do y'all get the victory is the question. So maybe if he just, you know, take it down to about 40, y'all might be all right, but I don't know. Between the two Southpaws and Randall and Bronson, y'all can't stop those two for whatever reason it may be. And Quigley, ooh, man, he done stepped up his game. So, I mean, man, we'll see. But I got the Knicks, man. I'm going to go with the Knicks. Come on, Boomix. I know you tied in between because, hey, don't be trying to jump rope neither. Don't be trying to double dutch us. I know you're a Knicks fan, but you live in Cleveland. Come on, man. Who the hell you picking? Who got the 4-5 back here?
Oof. See? This is where it gets tricky because it's twofold. In one instance, I don't think the Cavs have one of the best starting fives in the NBA. Let's just say that. They got one of the best five in the NBA. Your minutes do pick up more in the playoffs. However, you have to go to your bench at some point in time. And I think that's where the Knicks have an advantage over the Cavs. And if the Cavs starting five can outplay the Knicks starting five, then I think that that they have a chance. But as of right now, I got to go with the Knicks because of the bench. The Cavs bench is not good. Name me a guy. Definitely got to go. And it's going to go seven games. It's going to go seven. It's going seven, but I got the name.
Turn my music high.
I got this name.
Yeah, it's definitely going seven.
It's the street, man.
Somebody go be
when sure we come back,
I'm from the
we're going to see if we can get some callers in.
Bullets to follow
it's
me.
Boogie.
It's so much
it's
coke
ICE.
That you can run the slalom.
It's T-Rizzy. It's the street. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Been down like it's Wall Street, home. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are. Welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would have told him that hoe would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Cap the coop with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. Ah. You know. Will not lose. Ever. Fuck up.
The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. We in the building, baby. I'm Boogie. You got T-Row. You got ICE. We've been talking women's and men's Final Four and championship games and controversy a little after the women's, during the women's championship game. I don't think Angel Reese was wrong for what she did. Some people say she was disrespectful, but when Caitlin Clark did it, she's a competitor. She's fighting. And ICE brought up a great point. Iowa's home of the big Democrat state. That's very important for them Democrats. Very important for them. We've been talking NBA. Will LeBron James and the Lakers get out the play-in? And if they are in the play-in, will they still be effective moving forward in the playoffs? Will they still be effective? It's going to be tough because Bronny, I'm going to say this. LeBron James is going to be LeBron James. You see his stat line, gentlemen. He's going to give you 30. He's going to give you 6. He's going to give you 7. May give you a triple-double. But what about the other guys and their impact points? See, that's where it hurts. And AD, good thing, hopefully they do make the playoffs because it's every other day. And he can, you know, load up a little bit because he can't play back-to-back. You see the frustration Ty Lue had when a key ball player played a half like it was nothing and didn't come out the second half. Nothing. I'm just asking. Embiid, did he solidify himself as the league MVP with 52 points the other night? Who wins the 4-5 matchup between the Cleveland Cavaliers and New York Knicks? I was just asking. Man, let me see if I – can I get Sonny Red, are you available? Can I get
Talk
Sonny Red
me,
in the
man.
Building?
Talk to me.
Sonny Red.
Oh, shit. Is that Red?
You on the line.
How y'all doing tonight, man?
No doubt. No doubt. Let me ask you this, Sonny Red. Do you think that's fair how they're treating Angel Reese with her winning the championship?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to
last but not least, with that situation, I had to tell you this. Our great teammate and friend, Alfonso Williams, his daughter LaDeja Williams, played for LSU. She was a grad senior and won a national championship.
Congratulations, man. Big ups. That's tough.
But go ahead, Red. You got the floor. I just want to ask you, how is that unfair to Angel Reese? Did she handle herself?
I think it's warranted. I think Reese went overboard. And I'm saying that to say, you see the Caitlin girl did it in passing. She did a little thing, talked her smash, talked her talk. But the brawl from LSU, when the game was in hand, when her teammates were celebrating, she made it a point to chase the girl down, point to her finger. She made it too much about her. She made it too much until if a white girl do it, it seemed classless to me. Now, if she was just pointing to the finger like Aaron Donald, if she was to hug her teammate or even did the John Cena, you couldn't see me, that's good. But we went to a whole timeout, you doing it. We on the free throw line, you doing it. When is enough going to be enough? It was just too overboard for me, man. I mean, I don't mind the brassness, but it was just a little too much for my liking.
I love
you. You know, you already got your hair down to your ass. You already got the eyelashes like you're going to a club. You already got the one leg and all. It's just too much about you, in my opinion.
Street.
And I know we all want to be different. I know we all want to be different, but it almost seemed like she was bullying the girl. And then we get to the, I'm black, I'm doing this for people that look like me. Come on, man. Give me a break. But now you're using a race card with this shit.
I love it.
Street. I didn't like it.
This,
I didn't
Red.
Like it.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to just, for UConn, they dominated. Do you see them repeating? North Carolina didn't repeat. I just want to ask you, didn't even make the tournament the next year. I just want to ask
exactly.
You,
not only did North Carolina, like you said, not only did North Carolina not repeat. They didn't even make the tournament. Let me tell you something about this men's college basketball. As we saw this year, it's so unpredictable. No one had UConn doing anything this year. I didn't hear anything about UConn. Now, with the women's basketball, you hear about the juniors and seniors, so we know these guys. We know these girls, these females. With the man's sport, I didn't know a single person that played for UConn until the March Madness began.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know if they're going to win three in a row. I don't know if they're going to be in the NIT next year. With this portal shit going on, we really don't know what's going on nowadays, man. Three players from UConn might be playing for North Carolina next year. Who in the hell knows?
Let me ask you this. Los Angeles Lakers. Will they be a formative foe in the playoffs this year?
I think they will. Everyone's talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, the team that just reached 500, but every talk show I listen to, every radio station I listen to all year has been about the Los Angeles Lakers. Wow, what's our power? Okay, to get back to your question, I think right now Los Angeles is the scariest team to play in the playoffs right now. And I understand about this low management. We remember it was never low management. Guys was making half the amount of money they making now, and they weren't talking about low management. Man, this is beyond me. But the Lakers have a scrappy team now. The Lakers are number one in fast break, number one in defense. They have a chance just like everyone else has a chance. Will they win it? I don't know. Do they have a strong chance of winning? I think they do, because the only team in the West to me is really the Phoenix Suns, if they get the plan. That's the only team that I'm worried about, and Golden State. Golden State, the Lakers, and Phoenix, those are the three horses, just like you got Philly, Milwaukee, and Boston in the East. I think it's three teams on both sides.
Okay.
That have a legit chance of winning the championship.
Okay.
So you don't think Denver is a formidable foe?
No, I do not. I do not believe in Denver at all.
Or the Grizzlies.
They can lose in the first round. Denver can lose in the first round. Sacramento can lose in the first round. I trust them none. I have no reason to trust Denver. None.
I understand that, but I have no reason to trust Sacramento. But Denver, I think that they're going to get – if Jamal Murray, if those guys are healthy, if everybody's healthy on all the teams, the record speaks for itself. I think Denver will be is a good at least get to the Western Conference Finals, a la Toronto. We don't believe in them, but they'll play. They'll be there. But they won't win it,
Denver is like the Cleveland Cavaliers to me. They got a good record, but I see them going nowhere.
So let me ask you this. Speaking of the Cavs, they don't beat the Knicks in a 4-5 series?
That's 50-50. I think that's a 50-50 chance. I'm very afraid of the Knicks. I'm very afraid of the Knicks. They can get hot in that building. They're a scrappy ball club. And if Donovan Mitchell was off and Garland is off, I think they're too small of a backcourt. But I don't see. That's a tough one. That can go either way, man. I'm not persuaded that the Cavs
right
can come
Red.
Out the first round. Huh? Mm.
Oh!
He said don't get stuck now. You got to pick somebody.
I'm going to go with the Cavs then. If I got to pick a team, I'll pick the Cavs. But I'm not confident
with
that pick. I'm not confident with that pick, but I will pick the Cavs.
Let me ask you this, Red. Was it fair or was it justified for Jill Biden to invite Iowa also with LSU? What do you think about that?
I think that was some white shit. That's what
hey,
I thought that was. I thought that was a consolation. Now, if we're going to start doing that, inviting both teams, then, okay, I feel that. But after the big controversial situation with the girl with the putting the finger in my face and the sportsmanship, by that being blown up, I think that it feels a little distasteful. Now, if the beginning of the season or the beginning of the tournament, if we're to say we're going to bring the winner and the runner-up, then, okay, I'm with that. But after the shit over with, we ain't did this in 46 years, and all of a sudden we want – no, I'm not. I don't agree with that. Neither did the Caitlin broad. I don't think she wasn't in favor of it either. It's a joke.
Three.
Isn't Embiid the MVP? I think Embiid is the MVP, Isaac.
He's the MVP. Tell me why, Red, before we let
so.
You go.
Thank
why
you.
Is he the MVP?
Thank you.
He dominates. He dominates his opponent every night. He got his team where they need to be. He's a role player that accepted a role, but his role is phenomenal. I think, like I said, he dominates his opponent night in and night out. And who he has on his team, he's making guys around him better. The Maxies, the James Harden, the Thump. He's making these guys better. And like you said earlier, the record speaks for itself. Now, if you're going to give it to the boy from Denver, I have to give it to Embiid. So why give it to the Joker and not Embiid? If these are the two guys that's finalists, I'm taking Embiid over the Joker for my MVP. I'm just saying the way he dominates his opponent, you know, that's. Now, the Joker goes with the flow, and I like how he goes with the flow. He's efficient, and he's effective, and they are winning. But the way that Embiid, night in and night out, big shots. These are big shots, momentum builders, game winners. And like I said, the way he does the opponent, I don't think anyone's really afraid to play the Joker. But I think when guys line up against Embiid, they're afraid to face him night in and night out. It's going to be a chore.
And he plays defense.
He's the most dominating player since Shaq. I like the way the freak dominates his opponent too, but Embiid just does a little bit more like a big man. So that's why I say that.
Red, I dedicate this song to you, man. Stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming back after this. But I dedicate this one to you, man. Hey,
good looking, bud.
I forgot. Red, rest in peace to big Juwan Harden, man. I know you heard about that.
Wow, that's why Julio was calling me. No, I didn't, man. Wow. Rest in power, big Juwan. Rest in power.
Straight. Hold the line, Red. And Red, don't forget, Red, you got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Straight.
Stay on the line. Mob Deep for you. Prodigy for you, Red. Put it right with it back. Keep my guns close to me. Enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorola's. Yo, give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat. Obsessed with gas. Since a little dude eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that could leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead. Yo, it's some real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. To your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OT, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again.
light as a rock, bitch. Hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks. Do hard tops in the parking lot where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched down, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, y'all ain't some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitch, just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B, Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Y'all wish I lived a life I live. Yo, proud of you. Tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumping. The fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Well, have you out and out when you bump
it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Great call by Sonny Red. He called in. He hit me with a kite. I put him on. He was already, he was ready. He stay ready. You ain't gotta be ready when you stay ready. You don't. That was LSU this year. That was UConn. They stay ready. It was hot. They stay ready. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. When we come back next week, we'll know who's in the play-in. We'll know who's going to be trying to fight for their lives. Going forward, man. You know what I mean? Hey, listen. This is the time of the show when we go to our big dummy of the day. This big dummy of the day. Oh, my goodness. I think you guys already know. This goes out to a young lady who has so much clout. So much clout, it's unreal. But she can sit up there and put on her Twitter, even the loser of the national championship game can come celebrate with LSU in the White House. So for the day, April 6th, and guys, no, it was not April Fool's. She was for real. She wanted Iowa to come to the White House to celebrate with the champion. No. If you're not first, you're last. So, Jill Biden, April 6, 2023, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy, see what you did? Oh no, you big dummy. Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, you big dummy. Red, you gotta get tired. You gotta get tired and sugar, man, to listen to the show. You got to. You know what I mean? I'm surprised Ms. Biden ain't had COVID, man, or Joey didn't have it, and she was speaking for him. You know what I mean? You already know, man. Oh, there it is. That's our time. We got to go. T-Rowe, you got any shout-outs before we pay the bills and get out of here?
Man, you know I got a shout-out. Man, number one shout-out to my young one. My baby boy turned 21. Trent Jr., boy, your boy love you, boy. Your daddy love you, man. We about to go out and kick it. Go buy my boy a bottle of energy. Now we going to ride around and have some fun tonight. But, yeah, boy, shout-out to the fam, of course. You know, everybody out there kicking it. We in a brand-new month. It's the fourth month of the year already. Springtime. Everybody stay cool, stay calm where you did. You want to feel the good weather. Ask this brother Boo what it feel like out here. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see my brother came down. You know what I'm saying? Had a fun time while my brother was here. Shout out to Dr. Jeff Hayes, man. Entertain your boy and Big Brother to a couple things. Big shout out to Ramon and Big Brother Trey. Big Brother Rusty. Y'all know how we do. Man, to the wife, the kids, man. Love everybody that could be checking us out in the asylum. You know, to the dream team. To my boys, ICE. STG, OG the fucking Brick Buck, Big Brother Boo. Much love, man. Wildin' out on Thursday. I'll give it y'all next Wednesday. It's gonna be Blue birthday next week.
Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team, man. Again, great show, man. That last caller, man, I like that fire in him, man. Okay. But hey, man, look, man. I'm watching the game now, man. OKC got to lose, man. LA got to have a home quarterback. It looks like he's going to be getting play-in, man. I'm still with LeBron James, baby. I don't care what you say, L Boogie. Bujo in the house. Jesus talk.
Hey, man. I want to give a shout-out to my little cousin. He watching over us. We doing a balloon release. I don't know if I'm going to be there. A shout out to my little cousin Emmanuel Golden Jr. I want to give him a shout out, man, because they're going to do it big. I know my family going to do it, so rest in power as well, little Manny. Big J, man, we love you, and keep continuing to put your hands on us, man, as we, you know, try to continue through this journey. I want to give a shout out to Red, my man Bone, Roy, Beard. He just touched down in the sky. JBZ, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. My man Bujo, E Double, you know what I mean? My backcourt mate. I just want to say thanks for calling in. If you want to go back and listen, it's blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box as DA. The streets is talking. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And as always, picture us rolling. Keep inspiring us, and you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Three. Picture me, picture me.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo. Mowbray, sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
Street! Street!